our feature FFA chapter of the day, the Brookings FFA. And Josh Johnson is the advisor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dallas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a great week.
Now, as the advisor, give us an overview of the Brookings FFA chapter. How many kids are involved? Some of the activities you do? Just give us an overview of the group.
Sure. Well, the Brookings FFA is part of the Brookings Agriculture Education Program. And within the classes of agriculture, I have over 200 students this year, which is a fantastic number to work with. With that, we have just over 70 FFA members that are active within our group, and they're doing everything from their livestock exhibits to all the way to floriculture and to our events of egg mechanics. You name it, they can do it, Dallas.
Now, what are some of the activities you've had so far this year? What's coming up?
So far this year, we've done a lot of our leadership events where several of these members have been part of an agricultural sales team. They get to go out and basically try to sell one of the products that we just promoted on the radio there. And right now, we're just going to get into, after FFA week, all of our spring events, which is the livestock eval, egg mechanics, all of those types of situations.
All right. You mentioned FFA is part of the broader ag education at Brookings High School. What are some of the offerings? What are some of the things that these students can learn under that umbrella?
Sure, you bet. I'm pretty busy at the high school. I have 15 curriculums in which students are able to take part in at the high school, ranging anywhere from getting started on the intro to agriculture into the animal science pathways, plant science, food science, business, and egg mechanics.
Very good. Very good. Well, we have, let's see, 6 of the students with us this morning. So let's spend a moment with each of them. We'll start with you right on the end. Grab that microphone, pull it up there to where you are. You don't have to lean over and get a crick in your back, for Pete's sakes. Introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kesslyn Willard, and I am the chapter vice president, and this year I am a senior at Brookings High School.
As the vice president of the chapter, what do you do?
So as vice president, I pretty much work hand-in-hand with our president to organize chapter events. We do a lot of different service opportunities. We do a lot of fun events. But mainly, our big thing is especially FFA week. And actually, at the end of this week, we have a community-wide event that we call the Animal Nursery. And that is open on Saturday from 9 to 3 at the high school. So that's definitely something to come and check out.
So that's open to anyone and everyone?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of animals will you have?
Well, we have quite a range. So we're going to have chicks, pigs, sheep, cows, some mini donkeys, some mini horses, all kinds of good stuff.
And that's coming up this Saturday?
Yes, it is.
South side of the high school, correct?
Yes.
All right. What's the value of FFA for you? At the end of the day, what would be the benefit of being part of the chapter?
So for me, while I had grown up around agriculture growing up, I didn't really immerse myself in it. But when I joined FFA, I changed my career plan from wanting to be a pediatrician to now going into agricultural communications and marketing in college. So it just kind of really helped me find what I find in life that I'm passionate about, and that was really helpful to me.
Competition for Waltz and I for the morning shows now. Yay. All right. Let's pass the microphone over to the next young lady. You are?
I'm Rebecca White. I am our chapter secretary, and I'm also a senior.
As secretary, what do you do?
So I'm in charge of putting out our newsletter and helping our president with whatever she needs me to work on.
Who receives the newsletter?
So we give a printed version to all of our members, and then we also email a copy to all the parents of our FFA kids.
Would it happen to be on a website? Just
no,
out of curiosity?
No? Okay. It's not.
Okay. At the end of the day, when you're finished and get your diploma this May, you look back at your FFA experience, what would be the high points for you?
My high points would be our leadership development events in the fall. It's where I actually learned of my future career when I competed in junior parliamentary procedure.
Very good. Let's turn to the young lady behind you. If you're not involved in public speaking, you are now. Your name is whom?
I'm Ellie Fitzpatrick. I'm the chapter reporter, and I'm also a senior.
As the reporter, what are your duties?
I help out a lot with the newsletter, and I help run meetings.
Very good. Now, at a meeting, what does the reporter do? I know each of the officers are responsible for different things. What does the reporter do?
I help, like, tell people when events are going to be and if they owe any money, just when the due dates are.
Very good. Very good. Now, what are activities are you involved with in FFA besides being a reporter?
I compete in floriculture, so that's like flower arrangements and stuff like that.
How has that gone for you in competition?
I like it a lot.
What have you learned from that?
I've learned a lot of like teamwork skills and leadership skills.
Do you feel confident in being able to do or put together a floral arrangement? Say, she looks at you and says, hey, I need like 3 floral arrangements for this or that. Could you put something together?
Probably, yeah.
Very good. Excellent.